Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so happy today because we have with us Kathy Holmes. Kathy is a motivational life changer. She's really a woman on a mission. She's amazing at problem solving, and she's devoted her entire life to helping others. Her passion is to help women become more emotionally and financially independent, and she is here to remind us that we can do anything we want. Kathy, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to start out by you sharing maybe a little bit about those who have not had the pleasure of meeting you, how you got started and involved in your passion and purpose in life, which you're contributing so beautifully to the world with.
I guess it's just been a natural progression through life, having become a mum and raised two girls into adulthood, and most of that as a single mum. I guess I just wanted to see that there were outlets for women in the future, that they could be surrounded by women that show nothing but caring, that too often we get caught up in, you know, she's got this, I've got that, why aren't I as good as her? And we don't look at how good we've actually got life and just embrace that. And I wanted women to feel comfortable so that my own daughters in the future would see a different lifestyle than one that I had sort of grown through.
Yeah, it's really the idea of a collaborative, supportive environment between women as opposed to a competitive one, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and how are you seeing that changing?
I think women of all ages, not just, you know, my daughter's ages, but I think women that as we get older, we seem to, I guess, move into circles of women, like-minded women that we just click with, and we know that we're all working towards a central goal, whether that be a fundraising goal in our community, whether it be learning a new skill, or whether it be just purely friendship. I think the older you get, the more important that becomes, and that's filtering down through the generations that they're seeing the amount of things, amazing things that can be done when women work together.
Yeah, it's so powerful. So tell me a little bit about the challenges you encountered personally and that you see other women encounter with this.
I think probably the biggest challenge is believing in yourself. And I think that's probably the main thing that I find women come to me about. They have this passion to do something more. They know there's more out there for them, but they just don't believe in themselves that they either have the right to do that or that they'll be successful at doing something that they love.
Where do you think that comes from, that that's so prevalent?
I think for many generations we've been brought up to believe that a woman's place is to raise a family and to, you know, look after a home. But as things have changed over the years and more women have to work outside of the home to earn an income, it's just a fact of life these days. Most families need two incomes. I think we've lost our essential nurturing ability. Because we're so busy, we're just running from, you know, A to B to C and to Z and then back to A again. And we're working, we're looking after a home, we're feeding a family, and we do a million things to everybody else, and we never get any nurturing. And sometimes nurturing can come from just doing those things, but when you're doing them so fast that you're just doing them because they need to be done, you don't have any pleasure in them. And I think we get to a point where we just think, this has got to stop, almost like, you know, you've got to get off that treadmill at some point.
Well, you know, Kathy, tell us a little bit about how you overcame those challenges personally. I'm really interested in this because you've done this so beautifully, and I think it would be really helpful to share that with all of us.
Probably most people shouldn't be as extreme as me. But I did get to a point, and, you know, they talk about midlife crisis. It really did hit me when I turned 40 that all the things I'd done in my life, whilst I loved every part of them, and I've done many, many things, none of them really gave me that overwhelming joy of seeing something come to fruition for me or from me. And I actually ended up leaving my relationship at the time, my marriage, and I just said, I have to find me. I have to find who I am. And so I did. I moved out and for the first time in my adult life lived on my own because both my children had left home by then. And I guess that's sort of where it really kicked off from. It was this realisation that, A, it was up to me to completely support myself, and, B, my fulfilment had to come from me, not from raising my kids, not from being someone's wife, not from working for someone else. And I think that is where it all sort of started from, and it's kind of progressed quite quickly from there.
It certainly has for you. And I have to ask you, where do you think you gathered up the courage? Because it takes tremendous courage and self-confidence to totally shift your life around like that, regardless of your passion. I mean, a lot of us are passionate, but we still, you know, are hesitant to make that kind of huge, big change.
I'm an Aries. I don't have a lot of patience for waiting. So I tend to, you know, grab the bull by the horns and run with things no matter what it is in regards to. But I think I just, for many, many years, I'd put me on hold, and it just really did just reach breaking point. And I don't think it was courage as such as opposed to I had to do it. It was an overwhelming need. I needed to do it for me because I really did feel like I was on a treadmill, and I was just continuously going round and round and round. And I knew that at some point that had to stop, and the timing just happened to be right for me at that point in time. I think that's essential. You can't force it. You know, you can think for many, many years, as I did, that there's got to be something more. This isn't it. This isn't all there is. But the timing has to be right. And if you try and force it, that's when it all fails, which, of course, you then take on to mean that you failed, which is not true. It's just simply that you haven't allowed everything to just align the way it needs to be.
That's so beautiful, really beautiful. So what are, you know, for making this huge change, how does life look now, and what are some of the lessons that you've learned?
I've learned that no matter what we do, women will continuously undermine ourselves. It doesn't matter how successful we become. It doesn't matter how many people we help. It doesn't matter how often we can see that we've made a difference in a life, even of one person. We still doubt ourselves at every turn. And it is an innate female trait. Having watched successful men and known many, you can see and you know that they don't have that. As women, we just continuously put ourselves down, and it doesn't matter how good we become. We still find an avenue to say, but I'm not quite ready to do that, or I'm not quite good enough for that, or perhaps I shouldn't share that with the world just yet.
Interesting. And, of course, you being an Aries and not liking delays, it really helped you overcome that trait. What would you recommend for people who are still struggling with that? Are there two or three tips that you would recommend that any of us could use now to get out of that trait of feeling we're not good enough and putting things off and waiting until we are?
Possibly becoming the other sex. I'm not sure. No, not really. I think you just have to make yourself aware on a daily basis of how great you really are, no matter what you've had to encounter through life. Everybody has a journey, and your journey is no less or more than someone else's journey, and you can't compare. So I guess number one is don't compare yourself, or as I always tell my daughters, don't compare your inside to somebody else's outside.
Oh, I love that.
We get bombarded with social media. We get bombarded with, you know, what our friends are doing and what our friends' kids are doing. And all you see is a portion of someone else's life. You don't see what goes on, A, behind closed doors, and B, within their own mind. So, yeah, you just cannot compare those two things. And I guess for two more tips, probably, the The second one would be self-belief in having everything around you that you love. Like I have on my desk, I have a little shrine, with a Buddha and crystals and words that motivate me, like create and imagine and dream, and just surrounding yourself with things that really make you feel great, because they're the things that you draw on every day for that strength to continue on and do the things that you love. And the third thing is to give to others. And as silly sometimes as that sounds, when we're doubting ourselves that we have the ability to do that, it is actually the task of giving to others that gives us the strength to move forward.
Thank you so much, because those are all really wise, and possibly my favorite one is the last, and giving to others. I did some pro bono coaching with women who were really, really in need, like had just made it off of the streets and, even a checking account was brand new to them. And I worked with some of these women for 4 years, and it was incredible when they got involved in a cause that went beyond them, how they blossomed. Regardless of where they were at, the ability for them to blossom and that art of giving to a cause or giving time to someone is just such a healing process. And so many people get wrapped up. They don't see that that's really a vehicle not only to do something good for the world, but also to heal yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think that's part of my nature has always been to be that person that gives. And, for a long time I gave too much, and I gave that part of myself that I should have kept for me. But as I've gotten older, I've learnt to find that balance of when to pull back and say, no, it's my time now. But that doesn't mean I'll stop giving to anyone else. It just means that there are times of the day where I reserve it for me. But the rest of the time, it's about what can I give and how can I help someone. If only I change one person's life today, or something I say makes a difference in one person's life, then I've done what I was meant to do today.
Oh, I love that too. That's just so wonderful. You're so inspiring. So tell me, how do you develop the discipline to be able? I still find this struggle sometimes, and I need to develop more rituals, and I used to have them, where every day I did certain things at a certain time for myself. And, as it gets busier, you kind of get out of that sometimes. And how do you encourage people to have the discipline to do that, how to get back to that?
I guess that the main thing that has come up for me over the years, and I've really learnt that in sort of, I guess, in almost in chunks of time where it's sort of gone, Kathy, you need to stop and slow down. I don't have a set time every day. I don't even have a set process. But I know that I have to be aware all the time that there has to be a time, whether it's in a day, in a week, in a year, that I have to just stop and say to everybody, that's okay, but for right now, I'm offline. And by offline, I don't mean necessarily social media. I mean, I'm just offline and I need to sleep. I need to heal. I need time just for me. And it's just becoming aware of that and making sure that you make people around you aware of that. So those that rely on you the most, it's becoming open with them to say, I love you dearly. I will do anything for you. But today, right this moment, I need to recharge. And I do that more and more. I basically sort of, I say to everybody, today I won't be around. If you need me, send me an email. I'll get to it at some point. If it's urgent, if it's my own kids, they know. I sort of say to them, if you need me and it's urgent, then phone me. But for the next 24 hours, it's just me. And I make myself literally, move away from everything I would normally do. And even if that means I literally lay on the couch for 24 hours and or on the sofa and do nothing, that's what I need to do at that time to recharge. So it's just a matter of knowing that I can't keep going forward if I don't take those times to recharge.
And I don't know how you feel about this, Kathy, how that impacts your creativity. But, when I was younger in business, I was in a very dynamic business. I had my own ad agency at a very young age. And I used to try to push everything. If I came to a roadblock or a stumbling point or a lack of clarity, I would push my way through it with activity.
Yeah.
And I just push. And I have found that now, later on in life, I tend to take off. We'll go to the pool. I will go look at the ocean, or we live half the year in the mountains, go out and feed the deer or whatever. but I will take a break as opposed to pushing. And I wonder if you could speak to that a little bit about how that applies to creativity and really being productive in business, because it seems kind of counterintuitive, but I found that that really works for me.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree more. And often if I get to the point where I'm not being creative and I'm not seeing the things like, because I love to just dabble in craft, art and craft and things like that, and if I get too bogged down in the work world, I find that those things stop happening. And for me, the ocean is a big one for me. I often go, not as often as I should, but I will go and just stand with my feet in the ocean, because it's essential that we ground ourselves regularly with the earth, because we tend to walk around on artificial surfaces all the time. And we've got shoes on, we're indoors, we don't actually feel the earth around us, basically. So quite often I will just take myself down to the beach or to a grassy parkland and just take your shoes off and just allow yourself to just listen and feel what's around you. And if I really need to unblock, if you like, the pipe work that's all clogged up, I'll take a weekend away and spend a weekend at the ocean on my own, just absorbing the sounds and the textures and not doing any work, not thinking about work, not thinking about anyone else, just thinking about reconnecting. And every time I do that, amazing shifts happen, because it is like, you know, flushing a pipe, basically, that's clogged up, and all of a sudden it opens up again, and the creativity just comes in and you can't stop it. You know, you can try as hard as you like, but you can't stop it, and it just will come back to you the minute you start letting it all just relax within you and take in what you should be taking in, which is the serenity, basically.
Again, it's so powerful. And Kathy, I was wondering if you could speak a little bit to the concept around leaving space for not only creativity to come in, but for money and so forth to come in. You know, to me, definitely you have to have goals and all of that. But then there's a letting go process that has to happen in order for things to come to you. Do you find that to be true too?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, it's one thing to have ambition. It's another thing to be so focused on it that you actually can't see other things that may arise that are either better or different to what your original goals may have been. Just because you write down a goal doesn't mean you have to stick to it. It doesn't mean it has to happen. It just means you're focusing. It just means you're narrowing your focus so that you've got some direction. But you've still got to remain open to other things that may come in along the way that change that. And look at, why has that been provided to you? Why has that option come up? And then, you know, look at it objectively and not just discount something that may have arisen because it isn't on your goal sheet. Nothing's set in concrete is my motto in life, and it's my life. So, therefore, I can change it at any time.
Yeah, I love that. And I don't know if you found this to be true, but for me, it's been so true throughout my life that I will have a goal and I will think that that is the end goal, and it will be a small piece of something so much bigger. That if I just stayed wrapped up, if you had just stayed wrapped up with that original concept, I would have missed something so much bigger that was just there waiting. And that original goal was preparation. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the time has just flown by with you, Kathy. Do you have any suggestions that you would like to leave with us, or words of wisdom?
I guess just be happy. In all honesty, be happy. And happy doesn't have to mean material objects. Don't be attached to material objects. Just be happy that every day that you have to breathe the air and to do something for someone else and do something for you is a good day.
I love that. So beautiful spending time with you, Kathy. It really has been. I know that people listening are going to want to know how to connect with you and tap into more of your wisdom. Can you share a website where they might be able to do that?
Yeah, sure. It's www.kathyholmes, KathyHolmes.com.
Oh, fabulous. I hope everyone will go there and learn more about the wonderful things you're doing in the world and how they might partake in that. And I want to thank you again so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was lovely to be there and have a chat with you.
And for those of you who are interested in learning more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.